from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Jason Munns is the Tiger basketball beat writer for the Commercial Appeal. Joins us each and every Monday on the program. Follow him on Twitter, on X, at Munsley. Munns, what are we listening to?
Oh, you don't even have to ask.
Of course I don't, but I just wanted to hear you say it.
It's the king. It's the king. It's Elvis week.
I was going to say, it is Elvis week, right? It's the eighth. It starts the 8th, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so like it is indeed Elvis week. Jailhouse Rock. Wanted to ask you about this because I didn't know one way or the other. So Raheem Shabazz put on Twitter, I believe this was, speaking of, it was the 8th. So I guess this was last Thursday, if I'm doing my math correctly. I'd like to thank the University of Memphis basketball program for the interview process and considering me the best candidate for the position of strength and conditioning coach. Even though I'm not allowed to accept it at this point, it means the world to be considered. Again, I know Coach Shabazz is a big presence here locally. I guess I'm just confused. Why interview someone if you can't hire them? Like, did this catch your attention? Because this was sent to me, and I was very confused by it all.
Oh, it got my attention. There's no doubt about that. I had gotten wind of probably a couple of weeks ago that conversations were being had between Memphis and Coach Shabazz, but that was really the extent of what I knew until what he posted on social media popped up, and kind of confused myself. It's hard to make heads or tails of the message in there, whether and there may be more than one message in that social media post. So I still don't really have much clarity on that situation, other than he is not going to be the next strength coach at the University of Memphis.
Is the implication that he can't be hired because of pre-existing relationships or whatnot? Like, to me, it's like, okay, well, if you want to hire him as the strength coach, I would think pre-existing relationships you could sever tie. Like, is it because of ties to the school? Like, I don't know. I was just very confused because it's not as if, hey, this is a report that gets out there. Like, this comes from his personal Twitter account. So that confused me.
He seems to be indicating, again, I'm having to sort of read between the lines here, but he seems to be indicating that, that there is some sort of perhaps I would think a compliance issue, and you know, it's hard to, we don't know what specifically that might be, or if that is in fact what it is, but that seems to be the indication from him that there is some sort of compliance issue that is preventing him from being considered as the strength coach at the school. But it does also, it is a little bit of a head scratcher, as you pointed out, that if that is the case, then how did it even get that far? Where there was an interview, like, if you knew that, what's the point in interviewing a candidate that can't be hired? So, it seems like kind of a weird deal.
Where does the coaching staff stand as of right now? Because I know there were reports, I think Hitman Hoops had said that there was a Nolan Smith hiring or whatnot, but I don't think that's been made official. Like, as we stand, what do we know right now in terms of the coaching staff?
We know they have not announced a strength coach. We know there is a third. We know Mike Davis is going to be an assistant, and obviously we know Rick Stansberry is going to be an assistant. So that would leave one more assistant coach spot open. And what else? I think, they have a spot open for a recruiting director. Jeremy Kipnis just left a week or two ago. So those are the openings that Memphis has right now. That's really about all I can say. You alluded to some reporting that's been done, and there are reasons why that hasn't been confirmed.
We also think, right, that you're going to get to speak to Penny this week. It's tournament week, and while we don't have the old school. You know, FedEx St. Jude Pro-Am, there is still other golf events that he will partake in. Are we expecting to speak to Penny this week?
I really, really hope so. Be out at Collierville at Spring Creek, where it's the Danny Thomas Celebrity Am, where you're going to have some of the celebrities that are, we talked about this a few weeks ago, Vince Carter supposed to be out there, David Arquette, Lionel Hollins, Luke Kennard, and Penny is usually, I mean, he's almost always, if not always, one of the celebrities in that event. And he has spoken every year before this year, every year up until now. I would hope that continues, but we will have to wait and see, I guess. It's not a school-sponsored thing, so it's not like we can put in requests with the communication staff at the university. So, given the way this offseason has gone, you have to think he won't make himself available. And if he does, he will try his best not to talk about basketball. But hopefully we're getting to a place where that changes, it being mid-August. And here pretty shortly, things are going to start ramping up. Hopefully we do get to talk to him and we talk about basketball.
We're talking with Jason Munns, of course, Tiger basketball writer for the Commercial Appeal. You can go read his work over at commercialappeal.com. One such work includes grading the additions from this offseason. And I'm not going to go through line by line with every guy, but I think the thing that's kind of striking to me is the demeanor that Penny has had, because you can make a case this has been a very good offseason. I mean, I know everyone can kind of nitpick, or maybe some people go, I don't care about the offseason anymore. Like, show me what happens during the regular season. But I think the thing that I'm struggling the most with is, if indeed this has been a good offseason, why kind of this weird air around the program? Or am I projecting too much? Because that's kind of what has struck me, because I'm not someone that's like looking for the negative. It's just like, They had to clearly overhaul the roster. That's not an easy thing to do. Everyone can have their quip or whatnot, but they did overhaul the roster, and there's a legitimate case to be made that this is the team to get them back to the tournament. But there just still seems to be kind of this weird atmosphere surrounding the program.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's probably a multitude. I think it's probably multiple things. If I had to guess, though, probably the two biggest reasons why things have been so different this offseason are probably the direction things went at the end of last season.
Yeah.
It was unpleasant for everybody involved. And I think Penny probably is still, whether he's upset or hurt by things that were said in the media or things that fans said, I think there's some of that at play here. It's his prerogative to handle his business how he sees fit. And it seems like this is part of why he's decided to go this route. But I think the other thing is maybe he's just gotten maybe he's over the whole, talking things up so much.
Yeah.
Every year it's been, this is how I would rate this team. He gets a lot of questions where, he's answering honestly in the moment, and then sometimes it turns around and
it's used against him. Yeah,
people use it against him later, and so I feel like between the two, that's probably why things are the way they are. But to your point, there's nothing really to grumble about. Based on the work that he has done and his staff has done this off season, it's all positive. There's really not been. If you want to nitpick, you would just say that there's still three open scholarships, and it's mid-August. That would really be the only nitpick, and that is a really small nitpick because arguably the rotation set, unless there's going to be something from way out of left field, whatever they add at this point, it's going to be depth. So, even that's a real tiny nitpick. But, yeah, everything else has been, I've said it before and written it before, but the work that they have done this offseason has been really, really good. And, I think this roster, as it's put together right now, is probably from a expectation standpoint, from a preseason standpoint, is second only because we know how the movie played out with Kendrick and DeAndre and Elijah McCadden and Tyler Harris. We know how that movie played out. So I feel like that was probably the best example of roster construction under Penny Hardaway so far. And I think this one's right there with it.
All right, we'll close here. The University of Memphis has a new softball coach. What can you tell us?
Trina Prater. She is coming from Campbell, where she is the reigning CAA Coach of the Year. They've had good success. They missed the NCAA tournament this past season, but she got them there the year before. She was only there two seasons. But she's been at a lot of different places, Iowa, UCF, as an assistant at both those places. She's been a head coach at Buffalo, one other spot that is escaping me. But she seems to recruit well. She seems to get results. She seems to be she seems to produce results. This past season at Campbell, they had the Conference Player of the Year, Conference Freshman of the Year, and Conference Pitcher of the Year. We're playing for her, and so that's good. I think it's got the potential to be a good hire, and boy, does that program need it. you know, they won, what, 14 games over the last two seasons, and she won almost triple that just last season at Campbell. So, I think it's got the potential to be good, and like I said, they needed it. And you know, truth be told, it's Ed Scott's first hire, first coaching hire, so I have a feeling he probably, went the extra mile to make sure.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.